Welcome to the Riverdale Assembly of God Broadcast Network. Our purpose is to proclaim truth, holiness, and righteous living in a sin-darkened world. You can contact the show by emailing us. Our email address is podcast@ragbn.org.
1 Kings 17:8 says, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Now, this must have been a very hard thing on Elijah to do. Here he is, a man who no doubt has the ability to supply for himself, to work, to make his own money. Even though they're in hard times, still men all over Israel were doing whatever it took to provide for their family and provide for themselves. And here God asks Elijah to go down, and he's prepared a widow woman to sustain him. He's not to sustain himself. He's not to supply for himself. He's to go down to Zarephath, and there's a widow woman that God has prepared to sustain him. And when he gets to Zarephath, he finds this widow woman. She's collecting something. He goes to her and says, "I need you to make me a cake. Make me some bread." And she said something back to him. I'm not sure what Elijah was thinking and expecting that woman to say back to him. But what she ended up saying to him was that she was fixing to make the last bit of food that she could pull together for her son. And her reply to him was that they were going to die. Here's a widow woman, no doubt in need herself with a child to support. And here's this man asking her to sustain him, to feed him first. Before she even cooked anything for her child, she was to cook for him first. I'm sure it became a great talk in the town. "Hey, did you hear that? Did you see that man come into town? You know who that is? That's Elijah. You know what he had the audacity to do? He asked that widow woman who didn't even have enough food to sustain her and her child to feed him first." The criticism came. Why? Because he decided that he was going to be sustained. He was going to obey God and be sustained by what God said he wanted to sustain him with. It wasn't the end of Elijah's problems. He's living there in the home. He's living in a loft. This widow woman, the food is coming just like he promised her that it would. They were sustained. God provided food for them every day because she was obedient. But what happens? Her child dies. Now, when Elijah first meets this woman, she's worried that her child's going to die because they don't have any food. And Elijah gives her some hope and says, "Hey, if you'll feed me, God will take care of you. Your child won't die. You won't have to die. We'll be sustained." And here she is. She's bringing a dead child to Elijah. And it's Elijah's fault all of a sudden. Not only is he criticized by the people around that are looking in, but in the house where he lived, immediate criticism came to him by this woman because her child died. She blamed it on him. All around him, from outside and from inside, there was people criticizing him. But he stuck with what God said he wanted to do to sustain him. Now, this isn't the only place that there was eating in Israel. Here Elijah is. The Bible says that God provided enough bread and water to sustain this widow woman and her son and Elijah. If we read down a few chapters later, we can see where Elijah's meeting up with Ahab and they're about to go to Mount Carmel to have a showdown. And what does Elijah say to Ahab whenever he sees him? Whenever he's asking for the people to come to Mount Carmel to see who the one true God is, who does he ask King Ahab to send to the mountain, to bring to the mountain with Ahab? This is what Elijah says to Ahab. He says, "Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." I wonder if some of these men that now are sitting at Jezebel's table, they came under great fire because of Elijah and because he prayed that there'd be no rain. Immediately, Ahab and Jezebel put persecution on the prophets. Some of them had to go into hiding, and no doubt some of them decided, you know what, we can't beat this system. We can't beat the queen. We can't beat the king. We can't beat the evil, so we're going to join them. And I just wonder if maybe some of those prophets that sat there at Jezebel's table were old buddies of Elijah. If they studied with Elijah, if they knew everything that Elijah knew about God, but here they are pulled up to Jezebel's table, pulled up to the enemy's table. And at the end of that day, Ahab did exactly what Elijah said. Ahab brought all of the prophets that Elijah said to bring, and he brought them all together. They had the showdown on Mount Carmel. God answered by fire. And what happened to those men at the end of the day? What happened to those men? They were all killed, every last one of them. Why? Because they pulled up to Jezebel's table. Now, I want to ask us today, are we being fed? Are we being sustained? There's not a prophet that sat at that table of Jezebel's that didn't look down on Elijah. They knew who Elijah was. He was a high-profile man. Even if they didn't know him personally, they knew who he was. They knew Ahab and Jezebel were searching for him to kill him. They knew exactly who he was, and here they were. They were probably looking down their nose at Elijah saying, he's probably hiding somewhere. I bet he's not eating what we're eating. I bet he doesn't have the drinks that we have to drink. He doesn't have the luxury that we have. How many times have I seen people leave the church? They've gone out from here. They've gone out from underneath the standards. They've gone out from underneath what they know to be the way God expects us to live. And they're out feeding on this world and feeding on this world this whole time. And they're deceived. And they say, well, my business has done so much better since I've left the church. Well, my family's doing so much better. All these things are going so great for me. They're being fed by the world. And the end for the people who pull up to the table of compromise, who pull up to the table of lust, who pull up to the table of bitterness, is going to be the same as it was for those prophets that pulled up to Jezebel's table every single day, thinking they had it beat. Now I want to ask you, are you being fed? Are you being sustained?
You can contact the show by emailing us. Our email address is podcast@ragbn.org.